Chapter 10, if I may. And actually, I'm just going to read from verse 14 to verse 18 this time. It starts off the same way. I am the good shepherd, and know my sheep, and am known of mine. As the Father knoweth me, even so know I the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. And other sheep I have, which are not of this fold, them also I must bring, and they shall hear my voice, and there shall be one fold and one shepherd. Therefore doth my Father love me, because I lay down my life, that I might take it again. No man taketh it from me, but I lay it down of myself. I have power to lay it down, and I have power to take it again. This commandment have I received of my Father. Now, a couple weeks ago, I talked about the Good Shepherd. This week, we're going to talk about the Good Shepherd. Well, I mean, I want to say it again. This is not my example. I didn't say, you know, Christ is like a good shepherd. No, he said it. He said, I am the good shepherd. And there are thousands, if not millions, around this country right now who are at best preaching a mediocre shepherd. They've got a shepherd who's sitting in a chair out in the fold saying, here sheep, here sheep, here sheep. You guys don't come to me. Well, he said they won't. Actually, he said they can't. You cannot come. You will not come. Sheep cannot and will not come to the good shepherd. The good shepherd has to find them. It's his responsibility. His responsibility is the flock, is the fold. Now, he does say he is the owner, not the hireling. But in the human example of a shepherd, okay, say the shepherd is watching the sheep, his father is the owner. If there's a sheep missing, who does the owner talk to? He doesn't talk to the sheep, he talks to the shepherd. Because the good shepherd takes care of his sheep. The hireling doesn't care, but the good shepherd does. And the good shepherd is the responsible party. We are the irresponsible party. That's why we need a good shepherd. Anyhow, people make it plain by their words and by the ideas that their words put forward that they have no idea what a good shepherd is, much less who a good shepherd is, or the good shepherd. The good shepherd knows his sheep, and I am known of mine. He has laid claim to us here. Before it was the sheep, now it's my sheep. Christ knows us completely, totally, perfectly, and lovingly. How do we know Christ, the Good Shepherd? Incompletely. But we know him. We know him through a glass darkly. Walter, that's how we see him. But we know him. Lovingly. Because he first loved us. His sheep know him the way he knows them. Not as well, by any means. Not as well, but his sheep do know him. They know his voice. And a stranger they will not follow. They know him. There's a lot of people around us who know somebody they call Jesus. But that doesn't make them the good shepherd. but his sheep know the one that found them. They know the one who picked them up, Walter, who digged them out of that deep, miry pit. They know the one who brought them into the fold. They know the one who protects them. They know the one who keeps them. They know the one who feeds them. And that is the Good Shepherd. His sheep, believers, know the one who loved them and gave himself for them. We do know him in love because he first loved us. And because he first loved us, I lay down my life for the sheep. Walter, I was thinking about this while you were talking last week about the five virgins. Because in this scripture here, Jesus Christ is talking only about the sheep at this part. Now, it comes to it later in the chapter. He does tell some people, you don't believe because you're not my sheep. Now, that's been preached backwards for decades, if not centuries. There are people who teach, well, you're not a sheep because you don't believe. It's not what Christ said. Christ said, you don't believe because you're not a sheep. You're not my sheep. My sheep hear my voice. And they follow me. They do. It's not a question of if they will. They will. They shall. But Walter, when you're talking about that and you read them words, when those five foolish virgins came back and the bridegroom says, I know you not. Those are some of the harshest words that have ever been spoken. And it's along the lines of what's in Matthew 7:23, when Christ says to those who came after him, saying, I will profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. Well, that's exactly the same thing. The Good Shepherd knows his sheep. And if you're not his sheep, the Good Shepherd doesn't know you. It doesn't matter whether you're in the fold or out of the fold. He says that. Other sheep I have, which are not of this fold, them also I must bring. But they're already sheep. They're not in the fold yet, but they're sheep. If you're not a sheep, I never knew you. And Walter, you read it there, and I got a little thinking about it because of the way he said it with the virgins. He says, I know you not. Well, if he knows you not now, he never knew you. And if he never knew you, he never will know you. And that's what makes those the scariest words there are. I want to be known of God. I want to be known by the Good Shepherd. And I want to know him. Walter, those weren't backslidden preachers. Because he said, I never knew you. It's not that I used to know you, but you left. You left. That's hooey. That's all that is. There is no gaining and losing of salvation. That's another gospel, which is not another. I'm sorry. Because if Jesus Christ knows you, he has always known you. And if he knows you now, he will know you before the Father. He has known you before the Father. And he will know you. He will always know you. Because he always has. I don't have that kind of knowing of the shepherd. My knowledge started in time when he revealed himself to me. But I do know the good shepherd. I do hear his voice. And by his grace, a stranger I won't follow. And he has promised to keep me. Then he makes this statement, and I got stuck on this for a little bit. Walter, as the Father knows me, even so know I the Father. As the Father knoweth me, even so know I the Father. I can't say that about my earthly father. I mean, I knew my dad and my dad knew me, but I did not know my father as my father knew me. Jesus Christ is saying here, I and the Father are one. As the Father knew me, I knew him. Because he got me, because he starts off, as the Father knoweth me, even so I know the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. I got into this thinking about it. Jesus Christ had already been in trouble for saying, I and the Father are one. The Jews hated that. I and my Father are one. Jesus Christ is God. The Father is God. The Holy Spirit is God. These three are one. These three agree in one. And Walter, I really don't know anything about that sometimes. For one thing, I don't know about agreeing with people half the time, except in the Christ. But as the Father knows me, even so I know the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. This is why he came. For this purpose came I into the world. To lay down my life for the sheep. Redemption. For the ones he has always known. I do not lay down my life for the world, no matter what anyone says. For God so loved the world, he sent his son. Oh, that means he loves everybody. Well, keep reading. He that believeth is saved. He believeth not is damned. That's not exactly everyone. Well, it is when you add them together. I lay down my life for the sheep. This was the Father's plan from the beginning. This was the Son's plan from the beginning. This was the plan of the Holy Spirit from the beginning. They agree in this purpose that Jesus Christ would come and would lay down his life for the sheep, redeeming them, purchasing them with his own body, his own blood shed. And he offered his blood to the Father for the sheep. That's who he laid his life down for. That's who he took it up for. That's who he made the offering for. That's why he laid down his life, that he might take it back up again. Everywhere I look in this book, I see the particular redemption of Jesus Christ. As I said a little while back, at first you had a lamb for a person, then you had a lamb for a family, then you had a lamb for a nation. Here you have a lamb, the Lamb of God, for all of his sheep. I laid down my life for the sheep. And the Father knew I was going to do it. This wasn't a surprise. This wasn't plan B. This wasn't, oh my goodness, man fell in the garden, Adam sinned, what am I going to do? This was the plan from the beginning when he knew us, when we were chosen in Christ before the foundation of the world. He was the lamb slain before the foundation of the world. And he laid down his life for the sheep, just as the Father purposed, just as the Father planned, and just as the Son provided, just as the Holy Spirit applies. This is the plan. This is the way God saved his people, with the blood of his perfect, only begotten, well-beloved Son, who willingly laid down his life for the sheep. This is about the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. This is about the good shepherd giving himself so that his sheep will live. Job one for a shepherd. Keep the sheep alive. And I lay down my life for the sheep. He gave us life. We didn't have life before he gave it to us. We were dead in trespasses and in sins. Jesus Christ gave his life so that I could have life in him. He laid down his life for the sheep because he wanted to. He purposed to do so. And he wanted to do so. And he lovingly did so. Other sheep I have, which are not of this fold. Walter, I know what the Mormons think this is, but I don't believe that's right. Jesus Christ is speaking to Jews here. And he's telling them, other sheep I have. First of all, he's got them. There he is. Secondly, they're sheep. First they're other, then they're sheep. Which are not of this fold. You guys, the people Christ was talking to, you guys aren't all of it. There is more to the sheep that I lay my life down for than you know. There are promises in the Old Testament of the salvation of some Gentiles. That's who I believe this is talking about. The other sheep I have is the Gentiles, is us. I pray not for the world, But I pray for those that you gave me out of the world. I pray for these here, but not for these only, but for those who shall believe when they hear his words. That includes us. These are the words that were written by those that Christ was talking about, the apostles. Other sheep I have. All of the sheep belong to the Good Shepherd. Every single one. Whether they're in the fold or whether they're not in the fold, they're his sheep. This is part of the relief that you can get as a preacher. Or as I spoke of last week, as a witness. The sheep will hear his voice. Those who aren't sheep won't. The results are not up to me. I'm to try to be clear. I'm trying to be concise. I'm trying to be instructive. I try to be and should be accurate in the work of my Lord Jesus Christ, speaking of it. But Paul wrote that there were those that heard the gospel the same as we did, but it didn't profit them, not being mixed with faith in them that heard it. Other sheep Jesus Christ has, still to this day. And when they hear his voice, they'll follow. When he calls them sheep, when he calls them by name, they follow him. And these other sheep I have, which are not of this fold, I gotta bring them. I must bring. Whoever these sheep are, he's gonna bring them in. Because they are the sheep that belong to the Good Shepherd. I must bring. And they shall hear my voice, and there shall be one fold and one shepherd. There's only been one fold. There's only been one shepherd. There's one fold now, and there's one shepherd. There'll be one fold in the future. It's the same fold, and it's the same good shepherd. See, this is the thing. When Jesus Christ says, I am the good shepherd, it's just as true now as it always was. It's just as true in the future as it is now. Because Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever. If he says, I am the good shepherd, he was the good shepherd. He is the good shepherd. He always will be the good shepherd. Because no matter what time it is, it's still true, I am the good shepherd. And the good shepherd brings his sheep in. He brings them in. They don't wander in on their own. He's not He gave the example about a fellow went out and found a sheep, picked it up, put it on his shoulders, and brought it back in. That's how you find sheep. And Jesus Christ is the good shepherd. He brings in his sheep. It is his work. Salvation is of the Lord. And the salvation of the sheep is of the good shepherd. This the sheep don't have any part in it other than being there. Walter, we're so dumb we don't even know her name till he tells us. Till he calls her name, we wouldn't answer to it. But when he calls your name, you will follow. Because first of all, when he calls your name, you're going to hear it. And you're going to follow. Because of his voice. Not because of a preacher's voice. Not because of your mother's voice. Not because of anybody else's voice. The sheep follow the voice of the good shepherd. And there shall be one fold and one shepherd. That's all there is. One fold and one shepherd. There are not many ways to God. No matter what they say on television or the radio or the movies or anything else or behind pulpits. We're all just worshiping him in different ways, but it's all, well, no. There's one fold, there's one shepherd. And really want to know the truth about it, you can forget about the Father if you don't know the Son. Because the only way to know the Father is by the Son. And if you know the Son, you know the Father. This is eternal life. This is life eternal, that they might know thee, O God, and him whom thou hast sent. We know God through the shepherd. We know Jesus Christ. The sheep know the shepherd. It's more important that the shepherd know us, but the sheep do know the shepherd. Why? Because he brought us. He called us by name and brought us into the fold. And he gives us pasture. He feeds us. Our Heavenly Father, thankful for this time and this place. Lord, thank you for your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ. For the life we now live, we live in him by the faith of Jesus Christ. And any knowledge we have, you've given it to us through the Spirit, by the Spirit, in Christ. And we thank you for it. And in his name we pray. Amen.